Adventure. So who runs my media world? Well, I guess I don't have a huge number of surprises here. It's the number one choice has got to be Rupert Murdoch. But I think it's the number of aspects of Rupert Murdoch that makes him so interesting. On a consumer level, I understand from an ex-editor of one of the tabloids that actually he used to talk personally to Rupert Murdoch on the phone about his coming headline. Now, for a global media tycoon to have that kind of sensibility in one particular country in which he's operating is completely fascinating. And that's obviously aside from the enormous economic influence and political influence, indeed, that he has in the US, UK, Australia, and many other markets. He's used sport as a huge vehicle, and sport touches the lives of many people. And he realized he's an extraordinarily prescient leader, and he realized the value of sport long before anyone else did, and really created the pay TV market pretty well as a result of that at the time. The other thing that fascinates me about Rupert Murdoch is actually the celebrity side of it, the fact that there are personalities there, there's a family feud, the fact that there's an element of celebrity there. It's all really a sort of amazing business soap in its way, so incredibly absorbing. And then one of the interesting footnotes to his recent results was that he said that he was intending to buy a search engine, obviously not as big as Google, but something along those lines, which in my terms, in my world, one of the things we look at, which are what are the big things which are going to happen. And one of the things that we can really see taking off is the power of the search engine when it starts to search other things apart from internet content, like video, like games, like music, when more people have broadband. So the search engines, if they're successful, are going to be incredibly powerful. And it was interesting that Rupert Murdoch really stepped away from his previous online strategy, which was rather late in the day, but now he's actually sort of stepped back into it and into a very interesting area.
Theresa Wise there of Accenture, speaking as part of the Who Runs Your World season.